So today is the 25th of May, 2021, and I was actually reminded of something this morning as I was at the CrossFit gym here in Fairfax, Virginia, still yawning, still trying to wake up. I ran into a very dear person, dear friend of mine now, I'd like to call him, who came up to me and said, "You know what? Have you done a podcast about your book?" And I looked at him confused and said, "You know what? No, I didn't. I mean, I usually do not try and do episodes just about me. It's more about everyone else out there that's suffering in silence." So he says, "You should. You need to start talking about your book more." And I said, "Yeah, okay. I mean, I usually do when I'm interviewed," but he said, "You should have somebody interview you." Well, I don't have anyone to interview me yet here on my podcast because I just, you know, I didn't think about it. And I thought today was going to be the day that I was going to just go ahead and press record. I often talk to you guys about doing that. What's stopping you and what was stopping me? Nothing really. I am in the middle of a room of chaos with storage totes everywhere, trying to pack up to move across country by the end of June, but I'm also publishing my first book. So we will talk about that for the next few minutes. So I'm going to be an author. I am an author. I am a published author with Tactical 16 Publishing Company. They are an independent publishing company run by an amazing person named Chris Schaefer. So it's been about a year now, actually, when I first submitted my proposal. And I waited impatiently for about 30 days to receive the news on whether my proposal was going to be accepted or not, and whether they were going to choose me to be a publisher under their brand. So it was very stressful. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what was going on, and I basically stopped writing for those 30 days because I was so nervous and I just kept rethinking everything I was doing, you know, and I tried to just pray and focus on whether it was my time or not, because a lot of us jump into things because we want it so bad. But I have learned that when it's given to us, it's for the right reasons and at the right time, and not always when we want it. And that was very hard for me to accept. I kept thinking, okay, well, what's my plan B going to be? You know, I could self-publish, and that's perfectly fine. I know several people who have done that. So it wasn't going to be the end all if I was not accepted. It was just a dream of mine, and I wanted it so bad, and I had to wait and wait and wait to get that email or that phone call. And it was crazy. It was a whirlwind. But before that, I actually worked with a editor by the name of Brunella, who's the founder of the Military Editor Agency. I took a class from her, which I recommend people doing if you don't know anything about writing at all. Why stress about trying to figure it out on your own? I would find somebody who is great at it and learn from them. And so I took I believe it was a 6-week course on how to craft your story, really, on what did I want to write about? How can I write about it? Words to use, how to make it to bring the audience in? What do you want the readers to know? Just all these things that, you know, we don't really, it's not that we don't think about it, we just don't know how to do it. And so it was a valuable learning experience. I still have notes from that course. I still thank her for it because she made me believe that I was better than I thought I was. I needed more work, of course, because there's always room for improvement, but I needed to learn how to be better. And I continue to learn every day on how to be a better writer. The funny thing is that when I was in college, I hated it. In the military, I hated it. I'm a speaker now, which is funny because I was deathly afraid of it. In college, I took courses. I took a speech class. And I had to learn how to, you know, speak in front of people throughout the rest of my life and my career. And the same goes with writing. I took a writing class, but I didn't have the passion for it because I just kept hating it. It wasn't anything that I really was passionate about writing, putting the work into it. So in military courses, when I had to write, I just never did well. I just didn't know how to formulate what I wanted to say and do the research and the APA style and all these things that go with it. So within the course of the last 3 to 4 years, I wanted to become a freelance writer. I don't know why. I felt like I had stuff to offer. I knew what I wanted to talk about. It was just getting people to be interested in what I wanted to talk about. So I learned, you know, just by putting myself out there. And I was very grateful. I'm very grateful to be given opportunities to do so. So I've been published in several different places now. And I write for a couple of different companies now. And it's so much different than I ever thought it would be. Sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes it's freeing. Sometimes it's just, you see your name on the work and it's published and you're like, oh my gosh, I've never been so humbled and blessed in opportunities like that. So when it came time to write this book, it was such an emotional roller coaster. I poured my whole heart into it. And I still have more to write. That's, you know, it's, you're always going to have these ideas go through your head. And I just couldn't get it all out. So this book that's titled The Wall Between Two Lives is just really a snippet of my life. I put it into 10 chapters with a surprise at the end. I tried to remember everything. I had to go down the memory lane and talk to people and just remember all the things that I had gone through. I could write forever, but I knew that I'd be working on this for years and I wanted it to come out now. And I feel like this was the time. And it was, because all the stars were aligning to make this happen during the time that, to me, God knew that this was a time to make it happen. So it comes out any day now. You can actually go to my website now at awildridecalllife.com/the book. And there's several different ways to support us. Cause really this book talks about hope, you know, having hope for all the obstacles that you have gone in your life, mental health journeys, childhood trauma, military trauma, adulthood trauma, all of those things that, you know, we don't really like to talk about. I did it for us so that you know that you are not alone on this journey in your life. So, yes, I would love your support in that. The website shows several different ways, several options on how to support us. You can start a book club to talk about challenges in life and how would you have overcome it? What would you have done during that situation? how would you see your life now? And just so many different scenarios that I wanted to purposely share to bring you in so that you can have the hope that you need in your life. So those are just some ways. But if you are here in the Northern Virginia area, I invite you to come out to my first ever book signing event on June 5th. At the Clifton Cafe here in Clifton, Virginia. I am beyond excited. It's still not real to me. I have been nervous as all heck. I have no words, really, you guys. It's an amazing experience. This whole thing has been an amazing experience, working with the publisher, working with behind the scenes with so many different people on things that, you know, are going to be happening next. I am book tours and speaking events and all these things that I'm putting out into the universe because it's going to happen. But, you know, most importantly, I think, is having the courage to use your voice in several different ways on several different platforms. One of them being here on this podcast, on any podcast, is talking about it, because there are still times where the tears come because it's just such an emotional feeling talking about these things that I never learned how to talk about before. I'm not sure how old you guys are, but I'm going to be 46, and in the 80s, we didn't talk about the things that I talk about in the book. We didn't talk about being sexually abused and verbally abused, and even now into our adulthood, you know, there are things that we still don't want to talk about because we don't want to be judged about it, you know? Who wants to talk about something and then have people come back at you with negativity? You don't need that, because all we're trying to do is just survive, right? We're just trying to take each day one step at a time to try to figure our shit out. Even at this age, there's still times where I'm trying to figure my shit out. What do I want to be when I grow up? And I think we are so confined, we're so used to being in our safe places that we are paralyzed by our thoughts and our actions and just everyday little things. I know I have my days, and when I think about the book, I think I made it. I made it this far for a reason, and you will see why. So get the book, The Wall Between Two Lives. Get it for you, or get it for somebody who needs to realize that they are worth much more, that they are made for more, that there's more of them to give to the world. Get it for, and you know, this isn't just for females. This is, I reach out to both men and women, because we both go through our own shit. So I want you to remember that this isn't just about women. This is about men too, because I have a son, I have a brother, I have a nephew, I have four nephews, and I want my nephews to grow up, and I want my son to continue growing up, to be strong and to use their voice. I don't want them to think that women are the only ones who can have emotions, who can cry, because it's not true. And that's what I want this book to tell you, is that you can. It doesn't matter what gender you are. You are allowed to have feelings. You are allowed to use your voice. I'm here to help you gain that strength, to gain that courage, using your voice to write about it, talk about it, scream about it, cry about it, all of those things, because you are allowed to. And that's what I want you to know, is you are allowed to. You don't need permission. from anybody because it's you in your life, and God is the only one that has control over all of it. So thank you, Cord. This is for you. Thank you for getting me on here to share about part of my journey, part of the book, and part of me that I don't usually talk about. You know, it's hard to talk about myself. So that's it, you guys. I look forward to seeing you if you're here. I look forward to hearing from you if you want to email me or send me a message on any platform. Again, go to awildridecalllife.com. But I appreciate you for being here with all of us on the Truths We Hide podcast, because we are ending season 2. We will begin season 3 in September, if you can even believe that. 125 episodes, when all I wanted to do was start a podcast a year and a half ago with almost 8,000 downloads. To me, that is huge. And it's because all of you that continue to support me on this journey. It is never a competition. It's our own story, our own voices that need to be heard for ourselves so that we can continue on our wild ride called life. Thank you, and I will talk to you soon.